Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Guns.com radio studio. Going to start out with a little different twist today because most of you who walk around on a daily basis, you're not walking around at the low ready with your weapon out. You can't. You can't. And most of you wouldn't do it anyway, I think, if you could. So what you're normally doing is you're walking around maybe with your family, maybe you're looking for something, but you're in a, shall we say, less than fully alert state. So I think it is incumbent that we all must learn a little bit of something to happen, because in the beginning we're probably going to be tussling and we're going to have to maybe create some space. So I know one guy who's really good at creating space. He is Sifu Jason Coral of the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. Good afternoon, sir. Well, we'll have Jason in a minute. when you first crack in, when an attack first starts, most of the time it's not going to be far enough away to where you can draw your weapon without having to worry about it. Now, joining us now, we got Jason.
Hey, what's up?
You just missed. I did a splendid intro for you. Let me do another splendid intro for you. Joining us now from the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts is Sifu Jason Coral. He has mastered various martial arts, one of which he's teaching me currently, which is Wing Chun, and also Jeet Kune Do and a few dozen others, I think. Plus blades and gun. You're a gun carrier too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's self-defense, right?
Right. So one of the things that happens, Jason and I have known each other for 30 some odd years. So most of the time when we're teaching, there's a lot of talking going on. And because Jason knows I carry a gun, there's certain things that you talk about as far as why would you do this at this range when you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your overall view of today's possibilities of contemporary self-defense? When you see somebody that is maybe a gun carrier but knows nothing about unarmed combat,
mm-hmm.
what is it you got to teach them?
Oh, well, I think he already knows a lot about self-defense because he's a gun carrier, right? And then, right. So I'm assuming your audience is the same. And by the way, thanks for having me on, man.
I was
in a dead zone, obviously, before that, for that whatever awesome intro that was. I apologize. But, you know, your average guy out there, you know, your average bear, he's aware of the fact this is a dangerous world, and he ought to be able to defend himself. So, yeah, so you should start from there. Now, unfortunately, the hand industry, I don't think is really a self-defense industry anymore. I think on the one hand, you have the extreme of sport. And the other hand, you have the extreme of the museum, you know, the hyper-traditionalist. And that's what they're kind of left with. And they're going, huh, I don't think either one of that, you know, I don't need to be a professional boxer or MMA fighter, nor does everyone have the inclination and the ability to do that. You know, if you've got some health issues, if you're not 25 your whole life, right, you know, that's not the same thing as the self-defense situation anyway. So that's one thing to get out of the hand. And on the other hand, they go, okay, well, you know, sitting around and doing all of these, you know, forms and wearing, pajamas, and being hyper-traditional, that's not the same thing either. I mean, that's not self-defense. So I think the average gun guy or girl is going to know more about self-defense intuitively because of the fact they're carrying a firearm. And my point, what I do, is just take that and say, okay, so we are aware this is going to be close quarter, right? We're aware this is going to be, you know, 3, 5, 6 feet, right? You're going to have a cluttered environment. You're not going to be in a ring or a cage. I always tell people that if you're always in a padded environment, you're either insane or a sport fighter. But, you know, I repeat myself. Anyway, so they're already familiar with a lot of realities of self-defense, and so I should simply piggyback off of that.
With and the other thing is self-defense is not the hand-to-hand combat part of it is not actually as good looking as Donnie Yen makes it when you're actually in a hand-to-hand combat fight, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, right? I mean, there's a difference between being a sniper or going to the ring, which is like doing a form, for that matter, right? And house-to-house fighting, right? You got noise, you got smoke, you got screaming, you got all this stuff. I mean, violence is violence, no matter what you do. It's not going to be pretty. Too many martial art films have just destroyed it. So, like, martial art films and stuff like that are kind of like porn for self-defenders. They just give you a very unrealistic view of what the world is like. And you just have to get certain close-quarter reflexes and be ready to go. They've got to be very high percentage. They've got to be very to the point, and they've got to include in them what we refer to as an offensive defense or a defensive offense. You know, they've got to take in consideration the guy will be moving and all that stuff. Same thing you do in shooting. That's why you're shooting center of mass, right? You're aware of the fact that there's going to be stress and there's going to be a bunch of other things going on. So, yeah, it's a hot mess, and our discipline tries to get some control over that.
One of the things that has struck me, like when I decided to go to Jason for this time, this is like the second or third time I've been working out with Jason, and this is probably the most serious time because I'm actually at my lowest physically that I've been. And
but you're still a handsome fella.
Oh, thank you. But one thing. I was, with Wing Chun, my problem with Wing Chun was in the beginning was I felt like it was it wasn't that I felt that it lacked the necessary violence in self-defense. I just didn't know how it was going to manifest itself. And standing opposite of Jason, when Jason is demonstrating what he's going to do if he's close enough to you to where he can't draw his gun, it's going to be so fast and so violent and so simple. That's the stunning part of it, the simplicity, because you're basically lunging in with both hands and grabbing him by the face, right?
Yeah, no way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my time is spent working, trying to figure out the footwork and everything and working certain things when I'm on the Mukjong wooden dummy. I get to beat it up pretty good. But it's all... The interesting part about it is all of the things that play into the hand-to-hand part is applicable to the handgun part.
Yeah, amen.
So...
Yeah, that's the jumping off point for that, because it's like, if you can draw first and get shot on target without getting shot, right, then you're going to do that. If you can't, you're moving and shooting, right? Or you're getting some cover. Everyone knows, it's funny, because with firearms, everybody knows you don't want to be stopping bullets to put bullets down range.
Yep.
Right? Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. So we're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody about the new book that you've got out.
Oh, well, I've got one coming out. It's supposed to be out, I think, next week. It's like a technical book on Wing Chun. I've got one out now called Wing Chun to the Modern Warrior. You have that one.
I have that.
And again, I write it from a perspective of this is violence, this is self defense, and how this can help you become a better self defender without having to be 25 years old your whole life. But the real world of violence, somebody's coming through your front door, right? You got multiple guys coming in, that kind of thing.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Jason Coral from the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Jason Coral. He's the chief instructor and founder of the Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. And let's break this down by the numbers just so people understand. Now, the Wing Chun system will work for everybody, won't it?
Yep. Unequivocally. It's going to work better for some than others.
It will, yes, it will work better for some than others. But, I mean, now, there are, for say, a younger person, like when Jason, you were in your 20s. I was in my 30s, I think, when I first started working out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back then, I was trying to learn Jeet Kune Do, which is a more of a long-range fighting system, isn't it?
Correct, yeah.
What are the shortcomings of a guy my age trying to use Jeet Kune Do?
Wow, that's a great question. And I think this pertains to, you know, everybody out there, depending on what you're, you know, what you're doing. If you're doing something that's going to require a lot of, you know, banging around and a lot of hard training, is can you, at your age, you have to ask yourself this reason realistically, is can you maintain the training pace without injury? Right?
Right.
That's the key. So, I mean, I'm not encouraging people to be out of shape. I'm not encouraging people. It's the same thing with guns. I'm not saying, hey, buy a Glock and never clean it because Glocks don't need to be cleaned. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying that Wing Chun is a Glock of martial arts. It's a close range thing. You're not storming Normandy Beach with Glock 19. Not if you have your druthers, right?
Right.
What we're talking about is a self-defense system that is very simple. It has a couple of simple things it does. And if that doesn't work, you do something else very simple. And then if that doesn't work, you repeat, right? It's just very, very simple because it has to be. And the training has to be as realistic as possible in terms of getting the reps in for muscle memory without being damaging. So at your age and your physical conditioning reality is, I don't think, you know, you doing my boxing class or the Jeet Kune Do class or let's say Muay Thai or something, you're not going to sustain that at your age and fitness level without getting injured. And
right.
So therefore you won't be doing it. And so now, like, there we are back to square one. Now you don't have a hand-to-hand system.
Yeah, I think I tried to do something that was a little more traditional, a little more down my alley, and failed miserably at that with the previous place I was going to. And for a younger person, say somebody, where do you think somebody begins to, should realistically look at themselves and fall, they say to themselves, okay, I'm something's falling off here. My knees hurt all the time. My hips are bugging me. I'm not as flexible as I used to be. Where do you normally see that in somebody that's trying to train in hand-to-hand combat?
Well, I think there's always a thing, and I was going to say before we went to break, is that when we talk about hand-to-hand, our brains fall out of our head and our egos get involved. Like with guns, you and I both know I need to get off the line and get cover or keep moving, right? But all of a sudden, hand-to-hand comes in, and then we start talking about who's the best fighter, and I want to go in and beat a guy. That's not the goal. The self-defense, I don't care if I'm a better athlete than that guy. In fact, the last thing I want to find out in a self-defense, in a life-or-death scenario, is he's a better athlete than me, right?
Right.
Like, oh, crap, he's stronger and faster. I better change my plan. Well, you're probably already badly injured or maybe worse at that point. So I get young men, and we have a boxing program here, and young men, I think that they really need to understand the reality of violence. Everybody does, and it happens fast, and the consequences are dire. And I think at a point, everybody's a bit different. I've got some guys that maybe are 19, 20, 21 years old, and because of the way they grew up, they've got a better, a more realistic view of the world than some guys can until they hit their mid to late 30s, and then stuff starts, you know, not recovering as fast, and then they start going, huh, yeah, I'm not going to be young forever.
Have you had anybody stay with you long enough to where they were like this long-range wonder kind, and then as they've aged and everything, they're like, hey, Jason, maybe I could get into that that Wing Chun class.
Absolutely.
A little bit?
Yeah, it does happen all the time. I got to, you know, box with me for years, and again, I'm not suggesting that a discipline like boxing or Jeet Kune Do won't work, that they're very effective. However, I do think that they're expensive, if you will, right?
Right.
So, and I'm not talking just like brain damage and, you know, you're hurting your hands and all that stuff, but like One guy has been with me for a long time, really good boxer, good hitter, big, strong, you know, heavy-handed, big puncher. He's hurt his hands so many times. You know, he's got trouble in his daily life because his hands are bad. And then he comes to me and says, I can see why Wing Chun is always trying to poke people in the eye. You know? So that kind of changed his mind.
Well, just to get it, like right now, what I'm doing is all open-handed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using palms, and I'm basically doing palm thrusts,
mm-hmm.
the heel of my palm and everything. And I can already feel that I'm hitting that harder than when I started. And I don't know that I'd like to be on the receiving end of my own heel of palm strike.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you have to get in there, and you probably have to sort of watch somebody, diagnose somebody, figure out what is and is not their strength. Can they make a fist? Can they not make a fist? That happens, doesn't mm-hmm. it? You got people with arthritis in their hands to where they want to learn
sure.
how to fight, but they can't make a
mm-hmm.
fist.
Mm-hmm. Well, and remember, traditionally, people are so reliant upon gloves these days and sport rules, right? I said the two extremes we have, that the pendulum keeps swinging back and forth, is you have hyper-traditionalism of people who have never really been in real fights, real combat, and you know, you can tell looking at them and talking with them that's not where their focus is. And on the other hand, you've got people who are very reliant on the sporting equipment, the headgear, the mouth guards, and the glove. In most martial arts, in boxing included, up until the gloved era, people didn't throw full-power punches to the head. I mean, and I'm including that in boxing. That started to change with Jack Dempsey, where you know, then you started getting knockout punches because you can fracture your hands. So you have to be very careful throwing punches. And we have them in Wing Chun, but we're going to rely more on open hand where you can use your palm, you can use your fingers, and it gives you a safer arsenal that doesn't compromise.
Coming up on the next break, where can people find your books? Where are all of the Jason Coral books at?
Which one?
All of them. Where do they find? Well, what about your latest
Amazon.
One?
Amazon.com. Amazon. Just look up Jason Coral, KOROL, and pull up Jason Coral Wing Chun, and you're going to get a whole lot of them. Buy them all. My wife will like that.
Yes, I would like that. Jason is the best guy in the 50s shape that I know. And he still scares me even now after all these years. He still scares me. So I enjoy the feel.
Huh?
There's
a reason for that. My wife says she's going to leave me if I get stubby.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a personality or something like that.
Okay, I can't help you with that part. This is just radio. I'm not. You just hang on a minute. We're talking to Jason Coral about you walking around in the streets on a daily basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal battle between the Justice Department and former President Trump is over in a Florida courtroom. The judge declining to rule from the bench regarding Trump's request for a special master. The judge saying a ruling will come in due time. The International Atomic Energy Agency wraps up a visit to a power plant just outside of Zaporizhzhia, Ukraine, Thursday. Speaking at a checkpoint outside the city, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi admits he still has concerns of a potential radiation leak.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable.
President Biden and the First Lady heading to Philadelphia, where the President will deliver a primetime address at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News. Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the governor of Texas is racist for sending busloads of illegal immigrants to her city. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been sending illegal immigrants to cities with Democratic mayors, he says, to ease the border emergency in his state. Abbott says he looks forward to seeing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcome illegal immigrants, since Chicago is a sanctuary city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Sifu, which, I'm talking to Jason Coral. What is the translation for Sifu? S-I-F-U.
Right, that's like, that's Chinese, Cantonese for your kung fu coach, your martial arts instructor.
Okay.
Yep.
And they just made it Sifu just to make it short and economic.
I'm all for that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the thing. One of the issues I was running into trying to go with a longer range martial art was the demands of weight distribution and stances and all this other stuff. Whereas with Wing Chun, it's the exact opposite, isn't it? It's more of a shorter stance. It's a shallower stance. It's it's close, and it's really tight and economic as far as what you're presenting when you're if you engage. And the engagements are sort of quick, and they're really violent.
Yep. That's the point, right? Going after the softest target, right? You're trying to take its balance away. It's got to be simple. It's got to be, right? It's got to be brutal. I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about a close range, unavoidable violence. We're not talking about a mask. We don't have safe floor, right? I don't have masks. I don't have safe borders. So, especially if you look at a lot of statistics from injuries and fights, is people falling and hitting something, not just the strike that hit them. And so Wing Chun, any valid martial science, has to take into consideration the environment you're in. Where are you? Are you on a trail? Are you in between cars in a parking lot? You know, that's the other issue with a distance sport-orientated striking system, or a ground system for that matter, is that it's not accommodating you toward dealing with multiple opponents, possible weaponry, and bad footing. And Wing Chun's taking all of that into consideration.
Now, the interesting thing about Wing Chun, though, for a handgun carrier, is that Wing Chun, the ready position is the same position as low ready with your handgun.
Right. Yeah, so you have minimal, you know, it's not like, and this is the other thing, Bill, that I love telling people that, you know, like your audience that are going to know firearms, is that if you have to get an entirely new set of muscle memory for something, you've got a serious problem. You know what I mean? A tank, you don't put a tank commander in a F-15, right? So it's a totally different operating system, totally different weapons. I know that's a real extreme analogy, but in this case, you're basically like playing first base, second base, third base. You're still playing the same game of self-defense between, you know, your firearm and your hand-to-hand system. It shouldn't be a radical difference. It should be something that gels and integrates with what you're already doing, because you want to be careful that, like the samurai used to say, make sure your best technique doesn't coincide with his best counter, right?
Right.
And, you know, that's why you have to assume that the guy's got weaponry. The guy's got a set of brass knuckles. You know, the dude has just tried to take out the Republican candidate for governor in New York, right? Didn't he have a set of brass knuckles on?
Something.
Yeah, I mean, so if I'm assuming this is just an overhand right, and I'm gonna cover, or he's got a knife, and I'm just shooting in for a double leg, well, the muscle memory that I have set just about got me killed. And it's gonna be very hard to override that. So we want to keep your muscle memory when we're training you as close to what you're already doing with your firearm, you know, in terms of your setup and your movement.
The other thing about the Wing Chun part of it is that you actually, the way you, when I talk about Jason lunging for your face, he's not actually grabbing you by the face. What he's looking at is he's looking at the soft targets, the eyes, the neck, the throat. He can grab you by the chin and control your whole head, and that means it's controlling your entire system of how you're actually going to be able to defend. And that also means that once you, that's got to be somewhat disorienting for the person who's being lunged in on, that has, you know, he was attacker, now he's being the attacked. Is this where you would you do that two or three times? Nowadays, and I'm just thinking about the swarms, you know, the disparity of force that come out there. Is that something that you would do just to create a little bit of space to get the weapon out?
Yeah, depending on the scenario. I mean, obviously, to answer that question, they have to look at the scenario and what you're trying to accomplish. And I've had cases where I've actually just been able to get a hold of the guy's, head and neck and so forth and control him without having to do any further damage. So, you know, that's also a possibility. So it gives you an option that's not lethal, right? As well as, you know, going hot. So it does give you that ability, and I don't, I just have to say, especially since I'm on radio, is that, you know, there's a lot of varied scenarios out there, but you can certainly fire a barrage of shots that is extraordinarily difficult. You cannot get a set of iron eyeballs. You can't condition your neck and your throat to take damage, so you have to cover them. And that can be then used, as you said, to create the space and the time necessary to then get to your better weapon.
The thing that is impressive to me, and I've known this before, Wing Chun is the origin of the trapping part of Jeet Kune Do. And trapping, which is really the only thing I need to be, considering the fact that I'm not going to back up, dance around, and start, you know, throwing head-high round kicks anymore, would you think that I'm going to be primarily getting in there and doing traps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get up against somebody who knows how to trap, you feel like you're in a gang fight. Because the parries, just the parry of the arm, the parry of, like, when Jason, okay, so part of the drill I've been doing is I've been doing slam, slam, slam into the face, sidestep, step in, boom, and what I'm doing is I'm parrying the arm at the same time I'm striking the face from coming at him now at more of a 45 degree angle. And the parry to the arm, I mean, I would think I could just do the parry to the arm, and the guy would probably be, like, if he's somebody like me, I'd be like, okay, I'm, you know, I've obviously made a mistake here, friend. I have attacked the wrong person. I want to humbly apologize to you and maybe buy you a cup of coffee just if you're just not hitting the arm that hard again.
Mm-hmm.
For this kind of, I mean, how widespread is Wing Chun, the discipline out there, for people that might be listening in places that they can't get to you?
Oh man, you have to ask me that. It's pretty widespread. There's a great diversity in terms of what people are focusing on. I think you get that problem in Wing Chun a lot, where people are looking at it, but I think too traditionally, and saying this is the way it was passed down to me, and they stop looking at it as a combat system. So you can find it, and you probably can find somewhere in your city. And just be discerning. Especially, I'm not trying to sell a book here, but if you read Wing Chun for the Modern Warrior or Wing Chun Applications, I've got, those are two good books to look out for that. It kind of gives you an overview of what you should be looking at and how you should approach the material. This is popular. Like I said, there's unfortunately, in all of it, I think all of us can get go off and focus on the wrong thing.
I certainly did.
Yeah. So, got to be careful. I just think that, if you've got the system, you can learn the structures, and even if you're in a school where, they're not focused as much on self-defense as you'd like, they're just doing too many Wing Chun and Wing Chun drills, that kind of thing. Kind of like if you go to join a boxing gym, you don't want to become a professional boxer. You don't have to worry about, getting in there and going hard every day. You're learning the structure and technique, so you can still use it for your benefit, and you just keep to focus on what you already know.
Hang on for me. Last break.
Mm-hmm.
Hand-to-hand combat. That's where it all begins. Talking to you, Jason Coral. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have been speaking with Sifu Jason Coral, who I will be working out with tomorrow. Although, you know what I got to do before I come by there to work out with you tomorrow?
What's that?
I got to go pick up a black pine bonsai.
Oh.
But I was wondering if you would like for me to bring the truck gun to... for you to peruse that.
You had to ask, huh? That's it. That's a no-brainer.
That's one of the side I don't know what one of the perks for Jason is Jason likes guns, and I let him look at a bunch of different stuff. One day we're gonna go shoot. One day we're gonna go shoot, and Jason's he's already trying to talk himself out of looking good. So.
No, because I already said to you the other day that'll just prove why I stick with hand to hand once you see me shoot.
I kind of sort of doubt that. The whole thing with hand to hand, though, I think hand to hand, especially, I'm very pleased that Wing Chun is going to work for me. And I'll explain to you why, because I thought when I failed in my last attempt here, to take myself back into the martial arts, it was a little disheartening, and there were other things that I've already had to come to grips with as far as my age and the mileage, mm-hmm. and you know, my knees and my hips and just the other things that come, you know, the heart attack and the resulting drugs that you take and what it does to your body and all these other things. I definitely am a different animal than I was when I first started coming to you, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. Both of us, yeah.
Yeah, but you're closer to the animal that you were. you're
well,
very much...
for a living, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you are close. Can you still... like, are you still flexible?
Well, not as much, like, laterally. You know, my hamstrings are good, but the outside of my hips, not so much, you know? I mean, I've got to stretch a lot more to do what I used to do pretty easily.
I have seen one of the things that I've seen with martial artists is that they, well, it, just something happens as they, the elasticity goes away where you would think that it's perpetual when they're out there doing a full Chinese split and you look at mm-hmm. like, And but little by little, as Father Time has his way with us, he takes us down and puts us in a bad spot, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's also going back to what you said about your training, right? Is that if you get a lot of high impact training, I mean, everyone knows, you figure, okay, boxing, head trauma, be really careful with the head trauma. And I've been boxing since I was a kid, and I don't think that I've lost, you know, my marbles for that, but we've been really careful over the years. I think I was trained the right way, and I try to train people the right way. But it's the same thing with MMA. I've seen some young MMA guys come back, and it looks, man, after 3 or 4 years in it, they've got enough injuries like they're in a car crash. And that's what they did to themselves. You know, and so that's going to, let me tell you, that's going to age you, those injuries are going to age you a lot faster than Father Time would all on his own. So you want to be careful. You got to be smart.
And that's where, that's the beauty of this, isn't it? Because there is something there that you can transition to. And, mm-hmm. I mean, like knowing things like angles of attack and footwork and everything that you might learn in boxing or MMA or all these other things, they can easily be applied. It's actually almost a shortening of the long, when you go from long range to short range, the requirements and the toll it's taking on your body is actually contracting with that, isn't it?
Yeah, because you have to train a certain way because you're doing the same thing. You don't go out to the range and do live fire drills against, you know, people. And no one's going to want to be shooting with you if you do that. So, you know, and if that was the case, you know, the Marines aren't going to field an effective fighting force if they're shooting each other at Paris Island. So the training is for muscle memory and you know, target acquisition and cover and movement and so forth. It's the same thing, I think, in a valid martial science, is taking those things into consideration, and the training itself isn't going to be destructive. It'll be productive. And sometimes we miss that. We mix that up. You know, we end up hurting ourselves. We overdo it. I think we've all done that, where we've just gone off on a tangent and run too far in a direction. And I think good martial arts should, and that's where I would say that the tradition is good, it should keep us from doing that. The wisdom of the past should protect us.
Right. Now, the beauty of this mm-hmm. is, for me, I will be able to ascend to the highest level of proficiency within Wing Chun in the same vein as anybody else can, won't I?
Yeah, I mean, your functional capacity is what it is. You know, your knowledge and your ability to defend yourself with it, you still have a chance to continue to improve. I think that's the beauty of it. You know, I've talked about it, yeah.
So, good stuff to know. Now, for anybody that's out there that has a background in martial arts, that is carrying a gun and everything, if they, you know, if they were like, oh yeah, I was a black belt when I was in my 20s, and how old are you now? 47. What kind of advice would you give to anybody that's listening out there that thinks that the martial arts that they're past a certain point to where they could even consider getting involved in something like that to help out their gun carrying skill?
Pretty much an encapsulation of what we've been talking about is that, you know, take what you already know about self-defense from a firearm perspective, about when you can draw and so forth and so on, when lethal force is justified, and you're going to just look at it and say, well, violence is going to be unavoidable, right? I couldn't have gone looking for trouble. And then start looking at your self-defense, your hand-to-hand system, from that standpoint. That's first. And then second, be realistic about what your real functional capacity is, right? If you're trying to throw high round kicks and you do 10 minutes of warm-up, you're not going to get that. So you've got to make sure you're... Right?
Yeah.
No. It's not going to happen. Wait. Yeah. I'm stressed. I'll be right with you. Right with you, bad guy. And then, you know, and then finally, make sure you have a realistic system that can work in any footing. You know what I mean? If you've got a science in the ring, and you rely on a lot of things that just will not either not be there in a self-defense scenario, or could get you killed in a self-defense scenario. You know, like especially, you know, Wing Chun is kind of a grappling system because you're getting your hands on people and you're moving around, but you're striking them and you're controlling their arms. So take a serious look, to take an audit of what you're doing and what your muscle memory is. Because we're only going to rise to our discipline, right? We're not going to all of a sudden overcome our muscle memory while we're fighting for our life. right? We're just going to do what we were trained to do. And so if you're going to grab a guy, and, you know, you body lock him, you get an underhook, and he's going to knife, well, you just probably killed yourself, you know? So you need to have a realistic view of what you've learned and then start looking at, again, start looking at your martial arts, your hand-to-hand, as just like you would your firearm.
Indeed. Indeed. So, you know, in the coming days and in the coming weeks and everything, we're going to do some YouTube videos, Jason and I, and we're going to show you some things, and I'm going to let you decide what you think is the more realistic moments, the more realistic opening moment that comes when somebody's about to get mugged.
Mm-hmm.
Jason works with a lot of cops. He gets a lot of input on that, so... Yeah, I'm going to let you work with that. We're going to film that and stick it out there, and we'll call it, I don't know what we'll call it. We'll call it something. We'll call it something. But, I mean, this is a thing you used to advocate, and I think you probably still do, that everybody should know how to do one punch, one sort of parry, and know a little bit about footwork so they can create that. That still is a valid outlook today, isn't it?
Oh yeah, especially the footwork. I mean, as I've gotten older, the more experience I've had, the more I realize how footwork and positioning are so important. Footwork covers a lot of sins. If you can, and I don't mean jumping around, I mean expeditious movement of your ready position, so that you can avoid being a target and you can access the target simultaneously if possible, and be able to do that on varied environments and footing. Oh yeah, footwork is where it's at.
Yep. Well, we'll be covering that in the coming days and weeks and such, everything. Listen, I know that you probably got classes going on right now behind you, or you're in your truck or something, because you got the kids and the next generation of everybody coming up and everything. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Hey, couldn't be happy to be here, man. It's great talking to your incredible audience of Patriots, and I look forward to seeing the new toy tomorrow.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'll bring it. It's a Lego. Oh. I will bring it. So,
all right.
Greenville Academy of Martial Arts. Look for Jason Corral's books. Jason, K-O-R-O-L. Look for his books on Amazon. Buy them all. His wife would be happy with that. We'll be right back, coming up from Grassroots, North Carolina. Paul Vallone, this is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.